Wake up fresh daily. Wake up fresh daily. With Tom and Lonnie.
We need to go to Bondi for this.
Bondi.
Oh
my God, my pushy's not going to get there.
No, but your plane will.
Okay.
You go too hard.
Bing.
Okay, thank
That's
you.
That's a seatbelt
light. Here we go. What? Why? Of course I stand up right as the plane stops. Why would I?
No, I will not wear a mask.
I will just leave whenever I want. What's this system of each row going by the row? Why are people leaving by row? I mean, I don't abide to that. I'm in row 17. I'll leave when row 1 leaves.
You really committed to that. It's like, I've been triggered. Going to go for.
So basically, in Bondi, if you've ever been to Bondi Beach,
it's about
the lifestyle. It's about Bondi Beach. It's amazing, right? It was packed last week, causing some concerns because of COVID.
Yeah.
Right. Now there's a guy called Janek Gazeki.
Yeah. Doesn't matter.
Anyway, he is the man behind the Amalfi.
Yes.
Beach Club, right?
Okay, yeah.
Because the Amalfi Coast.
Yeah.
Amalfi.
Sardinia and stuff.
Yeah. So basically what he wants to do is he wants to set a portion of Bondi, it's about 2% of the Bondi area, and it's a beach area that can be, you know, with a velvet rope, just locked off.
Okay.
And for $80 a pop, you will get a little beach shack and food and drink.
Oh, right.
And so his thing is, hey, we've got to try and get people back out there and help businesses, and it'll be like a rotating thing where businesses will, you know, one business will make the food and the other one will make the drinks. And what they're doing is they're, I mean, it's all fallen over now, but what he was trying to do is promote this to doctors and models and surgeons and people.
Okay, well, that's unnecessary. That's unnecessary. Well, I mean, at $80 a pop, anybody can get in there.
Yeah, right. Also, it's free on the other side. You know, you can take your own food down there and, well, probably not drinks.
You probably can't take drinks down there.
Yeah, you can take kombucha, but you can't take anything that's yeasty in the form of beer.
Yeah.
So his thing was, look, this is going to be really great. And people are like, dude, shut up. No, we're not interested. We don't want some high-end Bondi, like, you know, fly-flutin' tootin' daybed situation.
Yeah.
That's $80 a pop. People are all up in arms. I'm kind of like, okay, I kind of see what you're trying to do here. And well, I wouldn't. But you know when you go to, like, Bali and you go to, like, Potato Head or something and you can get, like, you know, a day bed or whatever, and then they'll come and bring you the chair. And it's kind of like an experience. So, okay, cool. But I just hate it when you, because you never know with situations like this, if this is a hit, which it's not going to be now because they've kind of poo-pooed the idea. But if it was a hit, all of a sudden 2% of the beach becomes 20% of the beach. Why would you have free beach when you can just have all cabanas and
That's not going to happen because they've already done it in Adelaide.
Yes, apparently that was,
Moseley Beach Club is amazing. Yes. We've been there a bunch of times. You don't pay $80 to get in.
Yeah.
But you do, they've got like tables set up on the sand and it's like a bar on the beach, well, which is incredible. It's fun.
I'm kind of like, why is everyone, you know, kicking up such a stink? I kind of think, oh, well, okay. I'm not one of the people that are yelling about this, which
also,
is odd.
Also, he knows his demo because you have to essentially to live in Sydney anywhere near Bondi, you have to be a doctor or a model.
A model or whatever.
Both, you know?
Yeah. So. Well, see, this is the thing because when we went to Las Vegas, right, my sister and I, at the hotel we were staying at, there was this pool party. So it had a pool that was free, right?
Yeah. Oh, this is the one you wore the same bathers as the wait staff.
Yes, and that was, I had to go and get changed because they were all in red bikinis and I was in a red bikini and people were asking me for drinks and I was like, I've got to go. But there was, you know, people walk around, like guys walk around and they target, you know, girls and they're like, hey, do you girls want to come to a pool party? And I'm like, no. My sister's like, yeah, all right, maybe. Like, what? They're like, oh, free drinks. And I'm like, do I look like the, you know, no. But, okay, we went to check it out, right?
Yeah.
So we go into this pool party. We're just wearing bathers.
Yeah.
Like idiots. Like thongs and a hat.
Yeah.
And bathers with an old dress over the top because that's just what you do,
right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There were people in heels and, like, Dimentes like, you know, bejazzled everything, yeah. right? Anyway, we get to this pool and we're like, we go to like sit down on one of the chairs and they're like, oh, no, where's your booking? I'm like, oh, what do you mean? No, you can't just sit.
Yeah.
It's $90 to sit for 5 minutes. Or it's $190 to sit for 10.
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm like, oh, so that's why everyone's just literally just walking around. Because yeah. they're like, look at us. We're at the pool party. No one can afford to sit.
Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily. With Tom and Lonnie. K-Rock 955.
Now, I've never been in this situation before, but I understand that if you're choosing the name for a baby of yours, it can be a bit stressful because yeah. obviously you're impacting the rest of their life.
Sure.
And I saw this on TikTok. It's from a chick called Melissa Wade, and she was speaking over this audio. But basically, the audio is her chatting to her mother-in-law about her incoming baby.
It is an ugly name. I absolutely hate it, and I don't understand why we can't consider naming him after my late son.
You know, I don't mean to upset you, but in the end, it is my decision.
You know, I don't care what you name him. In the end, I'm going to call him what I want to call him.
By his name?
No, by whatever name I see fit.
That sounds like it has to be fake.
Yeah. Sounds dreadful.
Yeah.
So she said that was a real conversation that happened with her mother-in-law. She wanted to call her son, I think, Isaac,
yeah.
which means laughter. Yeah. And the mother-in-law was like, no, where are we on the name? I don't know. I don't like that name. I think that you should call him after my late son. Obviously, that's sad. You know, someone's passed away in the family. Yeah. But I don't think that you can try and influence the baby name when it's not your baby.
No. So the fact that she says, you know, I think we should look at naming him. Like,
yeah.
No, you don't look at naming him. You look at what the name is when it's written down, and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of it is family names. You get a lot of parents where their kids have kids, so they're about to become grandparents, and they're like, family name. So this is if you
know, everyone
we
has
would love if you did the family name thing.
Mm. Is so Bo family?
Bo's a family name. Yep. So my middle name is after my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And Indy's middle name, we gave her May because Kalia is Kalia May.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And I think there's like a grandparent link there as well. Great grandparent was a May as well.
May's
so it's like
cute.
It's a family name through there. So theoretically, if we were to have another baby and it was a boy, then we would probably give him the middle name Bo as well to continue that family tradition.
Yeah.
And that's cool. But you know what my mum's not going to do, because it's her dad, is come in and be like, if we decide something else, she's not going to come in and be like, no, where are we with the name? Let's look at changing that and going with, you know, my dad's name.
Well, as far as this TikTok goes, a lot of comments, people are like, oh my God, this happened with me. This happened with my mother-in-law. This happened with my father-in-law.
Mm.
This happened with my friends. I didn't realize it was a thing.
Well, some they're not always dreadful about it. They're quite often it's just really subtle, like, suggestions.
We've got Elena on the phone from Curl Lewis. Welcome to the show. Did this happen to you?
Yeah, this happened to me all four times with all four of my children.
Oh.
But with my own mother, which was even worse because you'd think it would have been the mother-in-law.
Yeah.
But no, it was my... She was really upset. So my first was a girl, and I am like Tom, and I think family is really important in a name, but as the second name. So
yes. Yep.
I decided to call my first daughter Alyssa May after my grandmother, who was May.
Oh.
And then she's like, oh, I didn't even get a look in. And I was like, yeah, well, you know, Nan passed last year. It kind of means a little bit to me.
Yeah.
You know, what if I have another girl? I'll consider it. Then I had twin boys. So she obviously couldn't get a look in with that. But she said that, like, why couldn't I just pick normal names?
Oh,
because now, like, it is really, really hard to name twin boys because they have to kind of go together, but you don't want matchy, but you don't want to, and you know, it's really hard. And so we ended up going nice funky names for both of them that we both love.
Yeah.
And then a family name on the dad's side and a family name on my side for their middle names.
Perfect. Everybody wins. Everybody wins.
Then the fourth one comes along and it's another little girl and just exactly what we wanted to finish us off.
Yeah.
And I fell in love with a name, and there was no way my mum's name My mum's name is Tina Maria. She won't care that I've said it.
Yeah.
It doesn't go with a lot.
Yeah.
And even now, that's my mum's name. I call her mum. But when I say Tina Maria, I think Tia Maria alcohol.
Like I was going to say, Tina like Maria Catherine does go with like Catherine a nice little umbrella and yeah. maybe a piece of
yeah,
slice of orange
so
or something.
Tried little things, nothing would work, and she still whinges all the time that she didn't get a look. Maybe your brother, and my brother's like, yeah, no, probably not going to happen.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, maybe grandbabies? Don't know. Just, but it's our choice. And I named, so both the girls have her mother's name as their middle name.
So she's like definitely getting a nod. She's definitely getting acknowledged. Wow, that's, yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. Intense. And it's hard when people are kind of like, hey, this is what I think about names.
Yeah. Yeah, especially if it's family. Mm. Adrienne, you're in. Lara, good morning.
How are you going today?
Really good, thanks. Who tried to influence your baby names?
No, mine's a feel-good one. Mine's not a nasty one.
Good.
My oldest son was born 10 weeks prem.
Oh, yeah.
And my mother and my husband at the time were with me. And when he was born, we picked his middle name as the name of a baby my mother had lost.
Oh,
that's yeah. so beautiful.
I'm getting all emotional now. And she yeah. was bawling her eyes out. We're all bawling her eyes out. And it was just a nice way to, I don't know, welcome this new member into the family.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
And yeah. acknowledge, so and acknowledge something.
Own,
yeah.
Yeah, he's got his own first name, but the middle name was the baby that my mother lost.
Oh, so, I got goosebumps. So, that's beautiful.
You can make it a good thing too. Wake up fresh. Daily. Wake up fresh. Daily.
It's Tom and Loggy here on K-Rock, and, you know, I said to you, Tom, that we were having a chat with the Bachelorettes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But look, this is actually a bit of a sting. On the weekend, you went out and partied with a few of the boys from work.
Yeah.
And you met a little someone that is a talented individual here in Geelong. Apparently you went to the deck.
Oh, amazing.
Apparently you went to the deck.
Yes!
And you said to this person...
Yes!
That you were going to get them on the radio.
Yeah.
And from what I've heard, there's been no contact.
I'm working on it, mate.
Oh, you're working on it?
You haven't hit me up.
No, yeah. not yet, because I was trying to work out exactly what to do with you, mate.
Right.
It's
so look,
Juicebox!
It is. It's Juicebox from the deck. It is now Thursday. You met him on Saturday.
Amazing.
And you've not done anything with him. Now, please... Juicebox, thank you so much for being on the phone. I got in contact with you quite quickly, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm sorry, mate. I've been mulling over like what I could get you to do over the last few days. I was like, do I get him to wrap the weather? Do I get him to do like a wrap up of the week's big news stories, which I'd love to hear from you. So let's talk about that, you know, further on down the track.
Yeah, let's discover how you both... you know, got intertwined in each other's relationships. Juicebox, I heard that Tom was a bit of a piss wreck and you were serving him at the deck on the weekend. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Oh, come on now. That's a bit... it was the second venue that we'd been at for the day, and your hospitality was wonderful, and your advice on cocktail jugs was second to none. So thank you.
Hey, thank you. It was a pleasure to serve you.
Yeah. Now, this is the thing. The boys came in. You are a very important person at the deck. You serve the drinks and serve the tables. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. I run tables there.
Yeah, beautiful.
But you've only just started, haven't you?
Yeah, I started last Friday, hey.
Yeah.
Okay, beautiful. So when the boys came in, Juice, I heard that they were like, what's your name? And that you said, well, my name's Juice, and they just ripped ya.
Oh, it wasn't too bad, but I didn't tell them why I rapped.
Yeah.
My workmate did.
Yes.
He threw me under the bus a bit, I thought.
Yeah, so you're Juicebox, and Cez is your manager, and it was so we were calling her Cezbox because she was the one that told us you were a rapper. And then and we were like, oh, for what? For real? And she said, yeah, you can get him to rap for you if you want. And so we did, and it was incredible, mate.
Hey, thank you so much. It's so funny too, because like you guys are the first guys I rapped for at work. A few people have asked me and whatnot, and like I'm never really that keen on it. Mm. But like, you guys were honestly just so awesome to serve. I was like, I'll do it. If you give me a beat, I'll do it. And then, yeah, it was so funny because like, finished that and you were all like, hey, we actually work at K-Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned there, give me a beat. And from what I heard, one Tom Lewis was like, yo, yo.
I know.
Yes, I heard there was a yo thrown in and he said, yo, yo, yo.
Nah.
I'll give you a beat.
Nah.
And apparently Tom beatbox for you to then rap over. Is that true, Juicebox?
You broke it down.
Okay.
Yes, yes,
I would like to hear this amazing backing soundtrack, Tom.
Oh, okay, so can I just actually paint the picture? So you said, yeah, yeah, I'll rap for you. Has anyone got a beat for me? And I looked around and everybody's looking at each other. And I was like, all right, well, someone's got to rise to the occasion.
I heard that you jumped up, you started breakdancing. You're like, what, what, what? What, what, what? Let me hear.
And then we were asked to leave.
Yeah.
Okay, no, Juice, so it was really basic. It was just like... Something like that.
No, it wasn't something.
That was it.
Yeah, that was it.
No. Just
I jumped on top of the tables and started breakdancing on all the tables and stuff.
Yes, I knew it.
Pulled my stack hat out of my pocket and spat on my head. it was impressive, man. You just like go and go and go.
Thank you. It's I guess it's second nature to me, eh?
Yeah.
Hey, Juice, I've been listening to some of your stuff on Spotify and it is really, really good, so congrats. I was just wondering, I don't know how you're feeling, but I would love to hear the two of you do a bit of a duo. I mean, the beatbox styling from one Tom Lewis and, of course, yourself. Is there anything that we can sort of play on K-Rock? Is there anything that's kind of clean, maybe just one verse that you can say, well, we could hear the two of you just, you know, just vibing together? Because I heard it was a great show.
Oh, I was thinking about it. There might be one or two things I could like kind of twist. I don't know, because all my lyrics probably aren't very radio friendly.
I heard that on the weekend.
I could give it a shot, I reckon.
All right, okay. Let's just give it a shot because I just want to say, okay, for the first time ever, live on radio, Juicebox and Tom Lewis.
Oh, what? Yeah. I play a set of ligament. This is my life, I've been living it. Put in these hours, been working for years. If it's large, you bet that I'm still in it. I don't give a F, I don't give it. I'm on a quest for the millions. Living my life like a pilgrimage. I ain't your average civilian.
I changed the beat.
Hold up.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all right. Give us another one. Give us another one.
Okay. Here we go.
All right. I just need to finish what I'm doing. Need to focus for a minute. Get strapped because I'm smoking on the finish. I don't miss the clubs. You can find me at the back. Get the Oogie Nash Gat. What I'm... Yeah, I just did a rap, now smoking on 50. And my bro, he doesn't fall because he knows that I ain't shifty. Girl, she threw it back and that girl, she got a man. And I don't like that man that was throwing us some 50s. Man, he tried to stab me, I blame it on the rot. Like he keeps got my back, we go lurking and we dipping. Been a couple of years, now I'm back, trying to smash. I just had a couple of years, now I'm all up in the DM. My homies, they telling me I'll end up in the deep end. It's a weekend, it's a freak, then we get them like a freaking. She's like every somebody can come around and need them for some reason.
I have to stop you there, Juicebox. I'm sorry, but your backing track jumped.
Ran out of breath.
That was amazing.
Bro.
I'm glad you. I hope you two didn't mind me getting involved with some woohoos there, but I felt
hype girl.
Yes.
Dude, that's awesome.
We need to have you.
That's so good. I don't know how you do it.
You're great, man. You're great.
You must have amazing cardio. Do you have good cardio strength? Yeah.
Practice makes perfect.
Yeah, yes. True. Okay, so look, that was awesome. And thank you, Loggy, for doing the legwork there and getting Juice on the radio.
Oh, that's okay. I just thought he's so good.
Well, I did promise. I don't know if we said to you that we would, but we certainly promised Sezbox that we would get the big Juice on K-Rock. So you've been on K-Rock now. Would you consider doing something like that if we gave you, you know, some stuff to maybe do like the week that was kind of rap? If we gave you some news and gave you some time to write it up, would you consider coming on the show at some point and doing that kind of thing?
100%. If I got enough time to, like, kind of, you know, write a little something.
Yeah,
down,
yeah.
A clean version, you must say.
Yeah. If I've got time, I'll be able to make it clean too, yeah.
Yeah, nice. Amazing. And we'll make sure that you're backing track remains the same. The amazing styling of one Tom Lewis.
Oh, God, no. I'm going to record myself doing that and then just loop it, mate. Yeah. So then it's all on you. Okay, so in the meantime, we'll work on that off air. But in the meantime, Juicebox, we'll find you obviously working and doing live shows at Deck Bar here in Geelong. Mm-hmm. But also, where can we find you online? Where can we check out your tunes?
So my rap name is Young Juicebox, Y-U-N-G, space, Juicebox, two X's. You can honestly find me anywhere you listen to music, I guess. I got a few music videos on YouTube and whatnot. I'm on Spotify, Apple Music, all of that. And then I guess on Instagram, it's Juicebox NX, so Juicebox, two X's, then NX at the end.
Amazing.
Nice.
All right.
We'll put up some links in that as well.
Yeah, we'll chuck it up on socials and whatnot. Superstar, you are one of Geelong's finest. I'm so glad we met you, and thanks for coming on the show, man.
Hey, thank you so much. Wake up fresh. Wake up fresh daily.